Well, today we hear a very important message about a man named Simeon. And God made a promise to this man, Simeon. Well, you know, people make promises, especially in this time of year, and they call them New Year's resolutions. How many of you have a New Year's resolution? Maybe you have a resolution, or you're going to make a promise to mom and dad that you'll never fight with your sister or brother. Who's going to do that? Okay, you're being honest. Brody, you're being honest. Are you really? How many of you are going to make a promise to mom and dad that you clean your room every day?
I do.
Okay. Oh, you will, Duncan. Okay. Well, I know you're parents, so I'll ask them. You know, people make resolutions all the time in this time of year. But you know what? We human beings, when we make a promise, what usually happens? Do we keep our promises always? No. We don't always keep our promises. Well, you know what? A promise was made to a man named Simeon. And you know, the promise made to Simeon was made by God. Now, when God makes a promise, does God kind of shrug and say, well, maybe I'll keep it and maybe I won't? Is that what God does? No. When God makes a promise, God fulfills his promise. So here, I have my, what is this? A calendar. And notice I haven't got anything filled in yet. I've got nothing written down for January, although I have another calendar that is filled in. But you see, my point is, I've made no promises for the month of January on this calendar. And that's important, for we as Christians should know that when we make a promise, we should do what? We should keep it. Thank you, Caden. When we make a promise, we should keep it. That includes in our marriage, or in our relationships with other people, or when we say that, Mom, I'm going to clean my room, and then you go outside and play. Or you say, I'll never fight with my brother or sister again, and 2 minutes later, you're fighting with them. I know I had a brother and sister too, and we fought all the time. Of course, I was always right. You think? No, you're right. I wasn't always right. So, the point of our message today is, you can trust God. Because God will always keep his promise to you. And what was the promise that God made to you and to mom and dad and to grandpa and grandma and to everyone looking at you right now? What was the promise that God made? That he would send a Savior. He would send who? Jesus to save us from our sins. And Jesus said that he would go to the cross and die for us. And then he made a promise that on the third day he would rise from the dead. Jesus is God, therefore he's kept his promises. And he's kept those promises, not for himself. He kept the promises for you and for mom and for dad and grandpa and grandma and your brother and sister also. So always trust in God, for he will always, always, always keep his promise. And Duncan, next week I'm going to come over and look at your room and make sure it's clean, okay? Okay, it's a deal. Let's fold our hands and let's go up to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for making a promise to me. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for doing what you said and keeping your promise. For you told us that you would come and that you would die and that you would rise again to save us from our sins. Lord Jesus, I believe and I know that you will always keep your promise. Lord Jesus, you promise that you will come for us. And therefore we pray, Lord Jesus, that you will come quickly. For we know also that you will keep that promise too. Lord Jesus, again, we thank you. And we know that you are our Savior. And therefore it is right for us to say, and as all the children will say, Amen. And we have to say it louder so we wake up mom and dad now.